I'm Paul Hunton, and this is 24 Frames on 89.1 FM. My movie reviews are proudly supported by Charles Monster Law Firm. Earlier this summer, I told you about some of the books on my summer reading list. Top of the Rock by Warren Littlefield took a look inside the must-see TV era on NBC. Live from New York was a memorable look back at the history of Saturday Night Live. Now that the summer is winding down, so is my reading list. For my latest read of the summer, I tackled Gillian Flynn's Gone Girl over an on and off span of 24 hours. It was almost impossible to put the book down, and I stopped only when I had a screaming child or eating or sleeping to attend to. The story is about the possible disappearance of Amy Dunn, told through her diary entries and her husband's first-person narrative. The diary entries are from the past, while Nick Dunn, her husband, his story unfolds in the present time. What is interesting about this device is the ability to see how the disappearance connects to the couple's relationship and memories. Or does it? What makes Gone Girl such a compelling read is that the straightforward story begins to twist and turn in ways that are sometimes obvious, apparent, and frankly cliched, and then the entire story is turned upside down. I can't go into any further plot details because it would give away what makes this novel so great, and also the reason why you just can't stop reading. Gone Girl takes the narrative device of Akira Kurosawa's Rashomon and the variety bending of Josh Whedon's Cabin in the Woods and slowly unfolds a thrilling psychodrama that elevates above the genre. There has been some controversy about the ending, and I won't spoil it, but just tell you that I thought it was perfect. I'd love to hear your thoughts on Gone Girl if you've read it. Please email me at paul.hunton@ttu.edu. And don't forget, 24 Frames airs every Thursday night at 8 p.m. on Channel 5. This fall season, we have some great things in store, including interviews with local musicians, filmmakers, and artists. So stay tuned. For 24 Frames on 89.1 FM, I'm Paul Hunton.